And stay tuned right now for those two characters of many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray.
And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Thanks, and hello again, everybody.
Howdy, friends and neighbors. How long has it been since you heard that sign on a show that way?
I don't know if I ever did hear a show that way.
Years ago, it was pretty common to do that.
What part of the country do you hail from, Bob?
Well, I am from the Southwest, but I presume it was pretty commonplace.
I always thought
anywhere.
You came from New England somewhere.
No.
Because I thought I detected that in some of the words, the way you pronounce certain words.
No, I tried to. I try to cover my Southern accent.
Park your car.
By saying things like, park your car, you all.
Yeah, park your car. And I got an idea.
Going out to Iowa next week.
That's right. What they do up in New England. They put an R where an R doesn't belong and take it away where it is.
That's what I've heard. Well, I've noticed it. You can't make it out sometimes.
Well, we don't want to get going on language. Although
semantics.
Although it is a favorite topic of both Bob and myself. We used to travel years ago. It was an act that we could take a person out of the audience and pinpoint within a radius of 20 miles the town in which he resided.
We can give him a small sample. You there in the third row, would you stand up and say this line, please? Hello, I am happy to be here.
Could you give me something else to say? I hate to lie like that.
Hello, I'll be happy to leave here.
Hello, I'll be happy to leave here. See you pinpoint that.
I would say, sir, that you are from one of the northern half of the states. Is that right?
Yes.
East of the Mississippi.
Yes.
I'll try to narrow it down to a state now. I would say you were from Michigan.
Yes.
All right. You've never seen me before, have you? Or Ray?
I've seen Ray before.
Well, I mean, you never talked to us. You don't know
it. But it was late at night. It was over one of those places there.
Michigan. We'll narrow down now to the general area from the the central part of Michigan.
Bob, you're dragging this little bit.
You're from 444 Spruce Street, Grand Rapids.
Absolutely correct.
Am I right?
You're right.
I did pinpoint that for you.
Okay, Bob, nice going.
There's a trick to it, ladies and gentlemen, but we can't divulge that.
Well, what we do, you see, is we steal his wallet on the way in, and we check on his driver's license, and that's it. Come on up, sir, and get your wallet back.
And here's a handsome little sum for having played our game.
What is it?
It's a handsome little, it's $2.
Thank you very much.
Regular fee, all right? I think
we have paper money, please. I got a pocket full of change as it is.
Well, you can see the cashier on the way out over there. Maybe she can help you.
No, sir.
The Bob and Ray cashier?
I've already been checked out here, and I'm not going to open the cash register again.
She has her books all set for the day. You see, we close up after the show.
I can use a change. It's just that I'll be leaning a little.
Well, it comes in handy to have a pocket full of change. I think we ought to look behind the scenes in advertising tonight.
Oh, what a dreadful thought, Bob.
And visit one of the leading Madison Avenue ad agencies here in New York, the firm of Colt Lyle, Brindling, Wells, and Colt. And we're going to visit the office of account executive Niles Barlow to hear him discussing an up-and-coming animated television commercial with a prominent actor.
Now, I have met with the client on several occasions during the past week. And what the Hats on the Head boys want is to my way of thinking, pretty simple. See, you're a refrigerator in this commercial. I mean, you, in other words,
you're talking refrigerator, right?
Right. But you're not just a refrigerator. I mean, you're the Shelva Dual D Frost-O-Matic Freezer Flux, you know?
Right.
That's why you're proud of that. Now, we chose you because you're a name actor. Your voice is known, and your price was right.
Well, just tell me what you want me to do, baby, and I'll swing.
Good. Now, you are, as I said, the Shelva Dual D Frost-O-Matic Freezer Flux. You're the greatest refrigerator on the market. And you're pleased this punch about it, right?
Right.
Now, you sound it as you talk to the average household.
Well, what kind of refrigerator am I, sweetheart? Two drawer or four drawer?
Oh, come on. Now, what's the difference?
Well, I'm method. I'm studio stuff. From the top of my head to the curl of my toes, I'm method.
Okay,
see, I gotta know four or two.
Four drawer.
Four drawer, right.
Now, the housewife comes in, and you say, "Pardon me, madam, may I be completely above board and open myself up to you?" And then at that point, the door in the cartoon swings open, revealing the refrigerator inside.
Have I got food in me?
I suppose there'll be an assortment of foods in there. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen the story.
What kind? You got any ideas, just so I know?
Well, you know, the usual stuff. I don't know. Bread. Two kinds of spread.
Okay.
And all that.
Have I got a vegetable crisper?
Have you got a vegetable crisper? Gee, I don't know. I better check with the boys.
How about a butter tray or a cheese box? I mean, I gotta know, you know?
Look, if you don't want this pot, buddy, just tell me.
No, look, you're paying me $20,000 to go on here as an icebox, and I can do it one of two ways. I can go on here as the greatest icebox in the world and sell it to the lady buying me, or I can be one of those old wooden jobs and not even make a piece of ice cubes,
right.
You know?
Hold it. I have all the particulars here. You're an icebox. The upper part of you is a freezer. You have 36 cubes of ice in you. Down below, you're holding a head of lettuce, two cartons of milk, a loaf of whole wheat bread and 27 cans of soup. Now, how about it?
Okay, I'm that icebox. I'm the shelf or freezer, whatever it is, and I really feel it now. I'm not me anymore. I'm that icebox.
Right, now, here's the script. Now, let's hear you read the lines.
Good morning,
Let me slate it. Take one on the freezer flux, please, spot.
Good morning. I am the shelf or freezer dual refrigerator, and I'd like to level with you.
Hold it, just a minute. That's for the birds. I mean, that's awful. Is that the best you can do?
I think so, yeah.
Well, I thought you said you were that refrigerator. Now, what's happening?
I think I know the trouble. I better flake off.
Well, what's the matter?
I'm defrosting. Let's try it again tomorrow, huh? I'll see you around.
Come on. Bob, I don't think we'll look back at advertising for a while. Let that
Why should we?
There. Or lay there, whichever is correct. Which is correct? Would you know, sir, from Grand Rapids?
I don't know.
What is it?
Thought I had more money in my wallet than that.
Well, nobody's touched your wallet when it was up here. We just took it kind of as collateral to be sure you'd appear.
I think it's steal, stole, stolen.
Uh-huh.
No, we didn't ask you that, sir.
The cashier has left anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a long, long promotional for the good CBS network. This is over from the Norman Over office, and I wonder...
He's the Nod supervisor, isn't he?
Yes, right. And let's see, it starts like this. Oh, you may remember, a week ago tonight, we were paid a visit by Dr. Hans von Hochter, the radio astronomer. You remember that, boys and girls? Well, tonight, we've invited him back to clear up a few points he touched upon briefly then. Good evening, Dr. Hochter.
Good evening. I thought I told you what you wanted to know last time.
Well, yes, you said that stars out in space send out a certain kind of radio wave, and you listen to them with special equipment, right?
Well, you got total recall there, sonny.
Then, when we asked you if you could hear the stars even in the daytime, you mentioned hearing CBS Radio's daytime stars, Arthur Godfrey and Gary Moore and Art Linkletter, Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney. You said you listened to them every weekday.
Yeah, doesn't everybody?
Sure, sure. But we meant... Can you hear the celestial stars, the ones up in the sky?
Really? I guess so, but they're dull as anything. They just hang around up there and go twinkle, twinkle. Makes a crackle, crackle in my equipment there.
So twinkle, twinkle becomes crackle, crackle in radio astronomy, eh?
Yes, you pick up those technical terms in a hurry there.
Well, sir, again, thank you. That's Dr. Hochter. Thank you for visiting us and for giving us a fascinating glimpse of the science of tomorrow, radio astronomy. Thank you. Norman Over's office, Carden. Wally Ballou is out on the street to conduct one of his patented street interviews. So, and live on tape, too. So come in, please. Wally Ballou.
I can't believe I'm on the street with a patented on-the-street interview with some of the interesting people who are passing by our vantage point. I might say that the traffic is extremely light at this particular moment. But the traffic in automobiles, that is. But there are quite a few people, and They're gathered around my microphone here. How about you, sir, at random? Could I chat with you? What were you doing? Calling hogs? Are you there, sir?
Yes, I was there doing a little hog calling.
How do you expect to find any hogs here in the heart of Manhattanville?
Well, you don't think I'm that big a fool, do you? It's just practice, something I've been doing for years.
Uh-huh.
And years and years.
Well, that doesn't sound particularly interesting.
It's very interesting.
Quite interesting sounding, though. Can you tell us more about it?
Yes.
Wait just a minute.
Yes, right.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a street vendor standing just to my left selling glass cutters. Excuse me, sir. I'm going over and talk to this man, if you don't mind. If I have enough wire. He's demonstrating with...
Slide a door closer in for accidental to break a piece of glass.
Maybe you can hear him in the background there.
If that glass was broke and you want to straighten that piece of glass out, just talk it is all to do. We sell them and we sell them cheap.
There's quite a crowd around him as he's demonstrating.
Well, here's
a very inexpensive glass cutter.
Like mirrors and shells of homes. Now, this little instrument, folks, is sold on television.
It's sold on television.
On the box, he's marked for a dollar and sold for a dollar.
Sold for a dollar on television.
Not 75, not 50 cents. They cut the price low.
35. 35 cents, ladies and gentlemen, he's going to sell it for.
Here's a pen.
Now, there's another vendor over here.
But it gives you any sort of
idea
without changing the point.
A fountain pen.
Don't you understand, realize, and appreciate a real good model? And the price physiognomy is not too conspicuous.
I'll take one.
To such an extent that each and every individual standing
over
here at the present time can very well afford it. I'm going to give it this price. Now, don't forget.
How much?
You can take my pen and bring it into any pawn shop. Ask him for $10. See how quick they'll chase you out. But you ask him for $5, then they give it you. And today, I'm not going to charge you no dollar.
Sounds like a pretty good buy.
The first lady attempted to give me 25 cents. And I think it's quite the quarter to anybody.
I'll take one of those.
Anyone who understands and realizes and appreciates how to feel good.
We go down to the top of the fellow's attention. He's so wrapped up in his.
All the way through, he's never going to pen like this.
I'll take one.
Thank you. Everybody gets the same chance. Here's another one like the last.
Look, it's a beauty, isn't it?
To make fish one and
you get one of the good ones.
Believe you me.
Now,
as long as you live.
What were you saying you did for a living, sir? Did you tell me?
And don't forget all the money that you spend with me goes to a good cause.
Why don't you buy one? They look pretty good.
A butcher, a baker.
Yes.
Everybody wants money.
We have cut Wally Ballou's telephonic line there because he is not paying much attention to...
Everyone is delighted with that. But we're back here at the studio in time for this refreshing note.
Next time you refresh, enjoy a frosty, ice-cold Pepsi-Cola.
Sociability, Charlie.
All right, Kay, how's this? Pepsi is light, refreshes without filling. You like to refresh? Have a Pepsi right now.
We'll offer it to everybody, Charlie.
I will. Enjoy Pepsi at the fountain. It's delicious at home, too. Have one at lunch or with a snack.
Charlie.
At the beach or at dinner. Wherever you go, wherever you're thirsty, Pepsi is there.
It's here, too, in our Be Sociable song.
Be sociable, look smart, keep up to date with Pepsi. Drink light, refreshing Pepsi. Stay up and stand, dead and air. Be sociable, have a Pepsi.
For the weekend, have plenty of Pepsi around. Pick up an extra carton today. CK, I'm sociable.
With Pepsi, everyone is.
Boy, somewhere the old time has really raced by today.
That's right, and we'll have a word from Mary Magoon in just 10 seconds.
Now is Mary Magoon with a word.
Won't you write soon, Grover?
Until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get word.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
And this is the CBS Radio Network.
And KCBS AM-FM San Francisco. FM San Francisco.